Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The Daily Witness is not just a podcast, but originally started as a gospel newspaper. Trevor Van Vieren Ministries distributes this newspaper free of charge, paid for by partners and friends. If you have not received a copy of this newspaper in your mailbox, feel free to download a copy from our website, www.thedailywitness.co.za. And now, enjoy today's podcast.
Before we jump into today's message, have you been enjoying these podcast episodes from The Daily Witness? Would you like more? Consider subscribing to The Daily Witness on YouTube for video content and for our Wednesday evening live streams, which takes place at 6:30. We also stream for the Telegram app at the same time. For word, quotes, ministry updates and more, follow us on social media. The Daily Witness is on X, Instagram, and Threads. Faith is what connects us to the Father. So remember, faith comes by hearing. So keep on hearing.
The Bible says in Galatians chapter 6 verse 6, "Let him that receives instruction in the word of God share all good things with his teacher, contributing to his support." Trevor Van Vieren Ministries now has Yoko as a payment portal for safe and secure transactions, both for national and international givers. So if you'd like to tithe into this ministry, or you'd like to sow a financial seed, head on over to our website www.thedailywitness.co.za and click on the Giving tab. All contributions that are received goes into furthering the gospel by reaching the lost and training people to live by faith.
And welcome back to the Daily Witness podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Van Vieren. Today's message is called Unlocking Godly Direction. Doesn't that sound awesome? I know you need some direction, and this message is for you. So let's get into a word of prayer. Father, we come before you in the precious name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for giving me this message. And Lord, thank you for revealing to me the simplicity of letting your Spirit lead us. Lord, I appreciate it. Lord, thank you that I get to share this message with everybody that's going to be listening to this. Father, speak through me. Have your way in this podcast. And Lord, we appreciate you. Thank you for what Jesus has done for us. In Jesus' precious holy name. Amen. So, like I mentioned, this message is called Unlocking Godly Direction. Now, there's a lot of people out there that need provision. And the term provision doesn't just mean financially. People might be needing health provision. You might need a miracle. You might need a career change. You might not know what to do with your business. You know, you might have a business that has just been struggling and you've tried advertising and you tried giving discounts, etc., etc., and nothing is happening. Okay? Provision covers everything. And maybe you've been praying and maybe you're just struggling to access that provision. There are people that go through their lives trusting God for something and they never seem to get it. And I believe this is where that phrase came from. You know, it is in God's timing. You know, they read what Solomon said in the book of Ecclesiastes, where he mentions that there's a time for this and a time for that and a time for that and a time for that. But the Bible says now faith is. If it isn't now, it's not faith. You aren't supposed to be waiting years and years and years and years for your healing. You're not supposed to be waiting years and years and years for any sort of provision. You determine the time when you receive. And you can see this in the Gospels when people came up to Jesus. And Jesus said, "Do you believe I can do this?" And they said, "Yes, Lord." And they were healed instantly. You determine the time. God doesn't determine the time. You determine the time. If you're going to go through your whole life praying and praying and praying and nothing's happening, you need to start asking questions. You know, that's something that the Lord has put in my heart. You know, if I'm believing God for something and, you know, I'm standing and I see that this thing isn't manifesting, I start asking questions, and everyone should start asking questions. Because I'm going to tell you something right now. When it comes to operating in the kingdom, there is the right way and then there's the wrong way. And when I say the right way, I'm talking about the way in which God directs you. And when God directs you to do something, it should not take you long. If people want biblical evidence of this, you can see Jesus walking in his earthly ministry from day one. Jesus never struggled. And, you know, people think, oh, well, that was Jesus. You know, he is the Son of God. But if you actually study that out, he laid aside his divine privileges and he walked as a man. He was born a human being just like you and I. And what made him so special is he did what he heard his father say to do. That makes all the difference. He did not speak of himself. Whatever he heard his father say, he would say. Whatever he saw his father do, he would do. That is why he had success. Now, if you look at this in the natural, when I was growing up, you know, my parents taught me a lot of lessons. Before crossing the road, you got to look left and right and left again. And over the years, that kept me alive. I have success in that area. My parents taught me not to touch a hot stove, etc., etc. And if you want success in the kingdom, if you want to walk in provision, you have to start listening to what the Father is saying. Now, I'm going to say something that people don't actually understand. You know, the Holy Spirit helps you to understand the written word of God. But the problem with Christians in general, they're trying to operate in the kingdom without the Holy Spirit, without his leading. You know, the Holy Spirit is the one that will make scriptures come alive. Something very powerful that I learned over the years is, you know, there's a time to confess. There's a time to praise God. There's a time to act out. There's a time to pray in English. There's a time to command. There's all these different times. And what Christians are doing, they pick in any random method and they try to get kingdom results. But it is the Holy Spirit that's supposed to lead you. You know, there's a time to command a sickness to leave a person's body. There's a time to cast out a devil. There's a time to pray in the Spirit. There's a time to confess. Like, for example, years ago, long before I met my sister-in-law's brother, I was sitting at home late at night and the Holy Spirit led me to pray in the Spirit for my sister-in-law's brother. So that's exactly what I did. I've never met the man. I've never spoken to him at that point. And I found it strange, but I did exactly what God led me to do. And I prayed in the Spirit for him right there and then. At the same time, on the other side of the country where he was currently living, he was being hijacked. Now, I didn't know this. No one knew this. But the Lord just said, pray in the Spirit for so-and-so. And that's exactly what I did. And guess what happened? His life was spared. So in a case like that, even if the Lord had to reveal that he was being hijacked at that point in time, for me to pray in English for him or to confess over his life at that point in time, it could have ended up in his death. But the Holy Spirit said, pray for him in the Spirit. And that's exactly what I did. So when it comes to operating in the kingdom, you know, the Holy Spirit is the one that makes the scriptures come alive. The Holy Spirit is the one that will lead you in faith. And I'm going to give you a basic example of this. You know, you could be believing for your business to do well, and you might be confessing over your business, but there's something that the Lord wants to tell you, and he's actually leading you to pray in the Spirit over your business. And when you start praying in the Spirit over the business, the Holy Spirit reveals to you where the bottleneck in your business is. But now you're just confessing, and you think you're doing right. And confession is scriptural. It's in the Bible. Jesus lived this way. But confession isn't the right thing that you should be doing at that certain point in time. Now, this is just an example, you see. So you could be believing for any sort of provision right now, but it is the Lord that will tell you exactly what to do in your situation. Now, operating in the wisdom of God. You know, when people hear the wisdom of God, I see from experience now, I see that people generally don't know what that is, and it's generally a higher grade topic, if I can say that. People don't really want to seek God on things. People don't really want to separate themselves. People don't really want to tap into the mind of God. They want quick results right here and now. And they would be happy if someone just gives them a special word and then bam, they're on their way. But can I be honest with you? It's a lot easier than a lot of people think. And I'm going to show you why. So right now, wherever you are, you have the wisdom of God in you right now. And I'm just going to show you this by scripture. I want to start off by reading Proverbs chapter 2, verse 6. And this is a biblical definition of what the wisdom of God is. Don't be scared about the wisdom of God. This is a great message, and this is a message that if you get a hold of, it will change your life. It has changed my life. Listen to this. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Now it explains what wisdom is. It says, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. So do you see, the Bible says God gives wisdom, out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. The wisdom of God is God's knowledge and his understanding. Now, think of your current situation. There's something that you're struggling with right now. There's something that's either irritating you, or there's something that has been plaguing you, and it is severe, and you don't know what to do, and you've tried many different things. Imagine if Jesus had to walk into your living room right now. Now, yes, I know that he's living in us, but for the sake of this, just hear me out. Imagine if Jesus had to walk into your living room physically, and you see him, and you say, Jesus, what must I do in this situation? I don't know what to do. I'm stressing about it. I've got sleepless nights. I'm scared about it. And Jesus says, oh, well, this is pretty easy to solve. This is what you do. Da-da-da-da-da. And you're like, is that it? And he's like, yes, if you do that, what I told you to do, your problem will be solved forever. Now you go out and you do that exact thing, what Jesus told you to do, and you will get perfect results. Now that's what the wisdom of God is. It is God's knowledge and his direction. In the book of James, it talks about that there are two types of wisdom. There's wisdom from above and wisdom from beneath. We know that the world has their own wisdom. They call it wisdom. But it's not wisdom. You know, the world has their own financial institutions, and, you know, there's the medical industry and all that, and different governments through the media tell you who to vote for, etc., etc. But all of this is worldly wisdom, okay? And if you are going to follow worldly wisdom, then you are going to be exactly where the world is. The world does not have health down. They were rich, rich, worldly figures. They had all the money, and yet they still died from some sickness or disease. The world does not have marriages down. You can see in Hollywood alone, they change partners like they change their clothing. The world doesn't even have finances down. You know, these Hollywood actors, they get paid literally millions per film. And after that film, they're desperately looking for another job because they need the money. The world does not have anything down. Don't listen to the world. But God, who was the first and the last, he knows the beginning and the end. He's leading us all the time. He's showing us what to do. So we can see that according to Proverbs chapter 2, verse 6, that God's wisdom is his knowledge and his understanding. And yes, God wants to lead us. He is a father. He is love himself. He doesn't have love. He is love. Everything about him is love orientated. He is love. He wants to lead his children. And if you disagree with that, it just tells me what type of upbringing you had. You know, for me, I've always had loving parents. I've always had parents that have been involved, parents that want the best for us kids. It's always been easy for me to go to my parents and ask for direction. It's the easiest thing. So when I came across this scripture, it was very easy for me to believe. Now, if we jump to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30, and I want to read it from the New Living Translation. It says this, what an awesome scripture. It says, God has united you with Christ Jesus. For our benefit, God made him to be wisdom itself. I'm going to read that again. God has united you with Christ Jesus. For our benefit, God made him to be wisdom itself. So do you see that God gives wisdom? And do you see how God made Jesus to be our wisdom? So when you get born again, you get Jesus, who is wisdom, living on the inside of you. Wherever you're going right now, you're taking Jesus with you. Do you remember when Jesus said to his disciples that he must leave? It is actually expedient for him to leave so that he could send the Comforter. We've got God living on the inside of us. We have Jesus on the inside of us. We have that wisdom living on the inside of us. We are taking all that direction we will ever need with us wherever we go. Now, I'm going to quote a scripture that you are definitely familiar with. What a lovely scripture. This is Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. It says, and this is God speaking, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. All those plans that God has for you is in you right now. Now, people have been seeking God on different things to do, and they are waiting on God to answer them. But God has already put all that wisdom on the inside of you. And all you need to do is receive that direction by faith. Now, there's a lot of scriptures talking about how God directs us. You know, Jesus called himself the Good Shepherd. You can stand on that scripture. You can stand on James chapter 1, verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. There's so much different scriptures in the book of Proverbs, and I would suggest that you read Proverbs chapter 1 and Proverbs chapter 8, because it talks about how wisdom is in the streets, like shouting to the people, wanting to get this wisdom through to them. I mean, this is serious stuff. God doesn't want us to fail. He's out there talking to people, talking to people, talking to people. Wherever you go, he's ministering to people right now. And only when they're at the end of the rope, you know, they go to him and they ask him for direction, but then they're still waiting for him to talk, instead of going over these scriptures, that they already have the wisdom of God on the inside of them. And listen, how do you receive that wisdom? Pray it out in tongues. Receive it by faith. Speak that you have that direction. Thank God for it. Act as though you have it, because you really do have it on the inside of you. And when you believe that you receive, according to Mark 11:24, you're going to have it. Receiving all depends on us. If you're going to just go before the Lord every time and wait on him, and you know, the next morning you get up, you say, I wonder, is this the day that the Lord's finally going to speak to me? Or if you're going to cry before the Lord and say, why don't you just answer me? Those answers are never going to manifest for you. You need to take those answers. Those answers are yours. It is in Christ Jesus. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. For our benefit, God has made Jesus to be that wisdom. Remember when you got saved, you said, Jesus, come into my heart. That wisdom that God has given us is living on the inside of us already. Praise God. Wherever you're going, you're taking all that answers with you. You know, many people are stressing over many different things, and they take in those answers wherever they go. They wake up in the morning with those answers. They go have breakfast with those answers. They go to work with those answers. They go shopping with those answers. And all you need to do is receive what God has given you. This is the faith life. Faith is all about receiving what has been done for us in Christ Jesus. You can't go through life always expecting God to move when he has done these things already. That was my problem when I was believing God for healing, for my eyes. I was waiting on Jesus to heal me. But then I found out later that I was already healed by the stripes of Jesus. I saw that it was up to me to receive the finished work of Jesus Christ. It was up to me to receive my healing. And when I got on that train, shortly after that, my healing did manifest. Listen, I know what I'm talking about. I've used this principle many, many, many times. There were areas where I did not know what to do. There were areas where the doctors did not know what to do. But when I went to the Lord's like, yeah, this is what you do. And I did exactly what the Lord told me to do, and I got success every time. I'm telling you now, you are carrying your answer with you wherever you go. Start manifesting that answer by faith. I would suggest that you listen to this particular message a lot. You know, a wise man in the body of Christ once said, you have only really heard a message once you played it 100 times. Because you can't just hear this and think you got it, you know. Sure, your faith is going to be stirred up the first time, but there's a lot that is being said. And the more you listen to this message, the more you're going to see into it. So what you do is, you got the teaching already, praise God. You can get the scriptures. There's quite a few scriptures that are quoted in this podcast. You can go over them. Go before the Lord and do exactly what James chapter 1 verse 5 says. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. And once you lay everything out before the Lord and you ask for his wisdom, receive it. Receive it. You know, in closing, I'm going to say this. My go-to wisdom scripture for years has been Proverbs chapter 2 verse 6 and 7. And I remember reading Proverbs chapter 2 verse 6 one day, and this is what it says, for the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. And the Holy Spirit spoke up on the inside of me and he said, do you notice that nowhere in the word does it say that God takes his wisdom back? And I said, that's true. I've never read that. And then I clicked. I'm like, hey, wait a minute. If God says he gives wisdom and he does not take it back, then that means when he gives wisdom, that wisdom is by me. It is by me. And that just really, really helped me to receive. Wisdom is in the receiving. I'm going to say that again. Wisdom is in the receiving. Wisdom is in the receiving. You can unlock godly direction tonight by receiving that answer by faith in Christ Jesus. God loves you. We love you. And remember, faith comes by hearing, so keep on hearing.
Hey, everyone. If you enjoyed today's podcast, feel free to let us know by contacting us via our Telegram channel, Trevor Van Vieren Ministries, or send us a message on our Facebook account. And if you liked what our ministry is doing, Why not partner up with us and sow into God's vision, which is to bring a printed copy of our newspaper to every house in our city? All funds are used to increase the print run and reach more houses with the good news of Jesus Christ. You can sow via our website at www.thedailywitness.co.za. There you will find a tab called Sow Into a Vision. If you are inside of South Africa, you can use the option of SnapScan. You can download this app free of charge from Play Store or iTunes. If you are outside of South Africa, you can use our option of Give and Gain. We thank you for your faith and generous support. Remember, we love you and Jesus loves you.